Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Up a long night, baby. A long night. Had a great time.
Yeah, it was a fun night. We were out at all-new Bay Street Emeryville at Tipsy Putt.
Keyword tipsy.
A lot of listeners coming.
That's awesome.
Came out. It was fun. I'll give you all a shout-out a little later in the show.
Only thing was, we didn't get a win.
Oh, okay. I always get confused when you say we. You know, obviously you're battling for a roster spot on that team. But, hey, here's what I was thinking.
Give it to me.
Have you ever had this experience in life where something happens, okay? It's kind of big. And you have a reaction. And then you sleep on it. And you get a little bit of a different perspective. Never?
No, it happened last night.
Oh.
It happened last night.
Oh,
tell me if you want me to. I don't want to blow my load, but I'm ready to say it to you.
It kind of happened to me, too.
All right, you go first since you brought it up.
So, you know, it occurred to me that people might have believed that, you know, I hated the move for Jimmy Butler. Hated would be too strong.
Because you didn't use it yesterday. I tried to get it out of you.
I'm shocked. That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm really shocked. Super surprised they went down this road. That's what it is. It's a bold,
wow,
risky move, and I'm surprised they went down the road. That's all. I'm surprised.
Now, I gotta go ahead.
I'm surprised.
You're surprised when Wednesday, this team and their name, the Golden State Warriors, their name was attached to any and everybody. So I guess, Donnie, I'm gonna share mine, what happened to me last night, but from that vantage point, I'm shocked that it happened, but we knew they were kind of desperate. So what are you shocked at? The person that's Jimmy Butler?
I guess I'm shocked that they...
They or he?
Who?
Joe Lacob. Because I'm hearing some stuff in the street now that's scaring me in regard to maybe some of the guys, including Steph and Dre, Stani, may not have been all gung-ho about Jimmy coming here. And to me, I thought they were throwing confetti.
Well, I don't know who, you know, they have a big front office with Lacob, with Dunleavy, with Larry Harris, with Kirk Lacob, Steve Kerr's involved. So we never really know who's on board, who's not, and why they did or didn't make a decision. So I always just say they. So I'll just say I'm really shocked. I'm surprised they went down this road. I don't like the move. I don't.
You had to make one, Steiny.
That's where I differ, because I have to offer an alternative plan if I don't like the move. And here's what I would have done. I would have played out the rest of the season rather than make this move. And I know people are like, well, this team wasn't going anywhere. Okay. Kuminga was coming back. All right. So now Kuminga comes back and he plays the final 25 games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? You either make the playoffs or you don't make the playoffs. If you make the playoffs, what that will have meant is the young guys were key. If this team stayed as is and somehow made a little bit of a run and got up to 7 and won a play-in and got to the playoffs, it would be in large part because of Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, and Trace Jackson Davis, maybe even Post. So then they get a playoff experience. They get a playoff series, the young guys. Okay. If they don't make the playoffs, that's when you have the conversation with Steph, because then it'll be 2 years. The one thing not making a move would have guaranteed is you ensure that you'll have a pick this year. They don't know if they'll have a pick this year. If it's 11, they don't get it now. So that, and I would have. Here's the other thing. I would have liked to know what Miami was going to do with Jimmy Butler if the Warriors hadn't come knocking.
But I'll say this to that, Stoney. That's not a Warrior problem.
My point is, if Miami really would have kept Jimmy Butler and said,
played hardball,
go home,
yeah,
they could have revisited in the summer with even more leverage, because he will not have played almost the whole year, and maybe you make the move at that time.
But Lakeup made it thinking, Steiny, he doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want to take the risk of just staying status quo and may not make the playoffs or get knocked out in the play-in. And again, all that can happen. But let me just tell you this, Steiny. This is just me. I'm not your psychologist or your doctor. It sounds to me, what's really bothering you, you tell me if I'm wrong, part of it is you hate that Butler was a malcontent and kind of got rewarded.
I don't hate that.
Because he got two more. He got paid. We thought that you wasn't going to come here.
That doesn't bother me. I wouldn't have done it if I were the Warriors. But no, I wouldn't have signed Jimmy Butler for two more years. It's $55 million each. No, I wouldn't have. But they did. So now we go to, all right, what's it mean basketball-wise?
There we go. They could have used him last night. They could have used Wiggins.
And that's going to be, you know, that's going to be, you know, that's easy to say.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens. I want to see this team, and I want to see if they're better.
All right. And my thing that I had come to me, Steiny, is, again, the glass is half full. I feel like they needed Jimmy Butler, an alpha dog, the glass half full, the good Jimmy Butler, and hopefully that's what we see. But all we've heard and all I've been told is Joe Lacob and company keep Dre, Kerr, and Curry involved in the moves they're going to make. Like, they go, hey, so when this move...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was expedited, I thought, and I still assume to a degree, Stoney, but I'm hearing some things to where Dre, Steph were on board. And now if somehow they weren't, then this could be the start of alienation, not Rhythm Nation. Shout out Janet. But it has the ingredients to be combustible. If it doesn't go well, some of those guys in Warrior uniforms didn't kind of want Jimmy in their locker room. And I hope I'm wrong.
Well, there was a report that Curry didn't.
Oh, man.
There was a report that Curry was concerned about Jimmy Butler, the presence in the locker room. There was a report. Now, you can say that's not true or it's a lie.
Yeah.
Or I don't believe it. I'm just saying there was a report. And I don't know. Did they go to Steph and say, we're thinking about trading for Jimmy Butler? And he goes, ooh, boy, I don't know about that.
And then they still did it.
Maybe.
See, that's Steph not could. How I think it goes. Maybe. And I'm my naivete.
Maybe it's maybe.
Like I'm saying.
Maybe this is the first
they're just
move.
Players.
That, maybe the first. This is the first move where they said, Steph, we're doing it whether you like it or not.
All right. Now,
and they know
ahead.
Steph's is a good enough professional that he's not going to be a malcontent, but I don't know. I don't know how this. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah,
I really don't, and I don't.
I'm excited.
It feels like a lot of people think this team's going to be noticeably better right off the bat, and if that's the case, I'll be surprised. I don't like the idea of locking into these three guys for the next 2.5 years.
And here I am,
it's really that simple.
In a 121-12 defeat last night, and I hear this from you and Evan real quick, Stoney. I know we're up against it. There was one positive to me last night that I didn't share with you.
Do you want to tease
I'll
it?
I'll save it. Yeah, yeah.
One yeah, why don't you tease it?
Okay.
All right.
And I want your honest thoughts.
Well, and here's the other thing. Goo texted me today, and he said he saw something in last night's game that I think gives him hope.
Man.
Or something he yeah. noticed. So we'll tease that on the other side. Here's what's going on today. 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. You're also going to have an opportunity to win a trip to Vegas. I'll tell you how. We've got Steve Bulpet. He is a senior NBA columnist at Heavy on Sports. He wrote for the Boston Herald for a long, long time. He's an expert on the NBA and was all over the trade deadline. And I love to get people's perspectives who don't necessarily live around the Bay. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Anybody else thinking a little bit differently about this trade than they did yesterday? I'm almost more surprised today that they went down this road.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.